will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Welcome to Echovoice Radio. You're joining us on a fabulous Wednesday on the 8th of February 2006. That's right, you're listening to a live broadcast of Echovoice Radio. And we're coming to you from London via the wonders of the interglobal mega web. Now, why am I so happy? Well, a few things sorted themselves out today, which I won't necessarily speak about. However, we're back in action. We have not been defeated, and you can't stop us now. And I'm a bit pissed as well, so that adds to the whole thing.
Cool. We're still here. Battered, bloody, and bruised, but still standing.
Still playing the game, baby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, man. I'm sure listeners will be able to understand. But yesterday, we got fucked over by my fault entirely. If you reverse that, you'll find out what I've actually said. I don't know.
Message.
Honestly, I really want to. I've got to take the blame for that shit, man. But all in all said and done, it's over, and we've sorted all this shit out. We're back in action. 125,765.76%. And we're back to bring you some more episodes for as long as my tape drive can record these episodes and all that kind of good stuff. Old school, baby. Yes, it's Betamax. Damn it, I'm taping over my porn. Yeah, sorry guys, we're going to have to kill the show. I cannot tape.
Betamax pawns, very rare.
Yeah.
Can you actually buy Betamax recorders?
There must be
one on eBay.
Probably, mate. Probably. I mean, fuck. Yeah, listen up. You know, we were talking yesterday about buying ourselves a ZX81. Well, I've just sent those chappies an email. Not too long ago, asking about stock availability. So as soon as I get some word back on that, mate, I will let you know. And if something is looking good for that kind of stuff, I'll get myself one.
Yeah, too right.
And hopefully we can get those kind of things shipped, and we can play around with them like ASAP.
Yeah, we'll finally have an upgrade for the hardware that runs Echovoice Radio.
Yeah, currently we're running the whole thing from old Cisco calculators. wired up to huge 15.5-inch tape drives.
Nice.
And 8K worth of disk memory. So yeah, we're punching cards, baby. We're punching cards. Yeah. I've got
that's
a whole.
Way it went up with the times.
Yeah, we've got a whole team of monkey slaves punching cards, programming Fortran to be able to upload these episodes. And we've got a new listener from to the forums, Duff_UK. Welcome, not to the forums, to the IRC. Not seen you here before. Hope you enjoy. I take it that you're in the UK, unless UK stands for something else. I don't know. But it looks like in the news provided by our good friend and wonderful news hound, Lucaside, Trekkie turns flat into Starship Voyager. Now, this sounds like something I would do. However, I'd probably turn... Well, I've already turned my flat into a servant farm. Obsessive Trekkie Tony Allen has spent so much cash turning his flat into a replica of Star Trek Voyager that he has had to declare himself bankrupt. Hey, he's a man of my own heart. He spent over 12 grand converting his fucking flat in Hackney. Hickley, I was thinking Hackney is not in Leicestershire unless London has suddenly just like went a bit lopsided.
Exploded.
There, but yeah, into a detailed replica of Starship of the Voyager Starship. The flat has its own transporter room, not functioning. Damn!
That's a surprise,
mate. You got done. You know, I got my transporter for like 6 grand. Fuck.
And it works. Got it off eBay.
Yeah, and blue downlights to give an illusion of being beamed up, Scotty. Touch-sensitive control screens, portholes and place windows. Last week, he declared himself bankrupt at the Coventry County Court with debts of up to, oh my fucking God, £166,000. Fuck. This guy needs some serious attention. And some, I don't know, man. You're not right in the head if you've just gone £1,606 into debt. You can actually see a shockwave file of his house if you go to www.24thcid.com/24th_century_design.swf. Check it out. He's some crazy mofo. Seriously needs some psychiatric attention if he is in that kind of debt. Not very well. It's a kind of house hack, isn't it? It's like a life hack. You hack yourself into debt.
Very, very weird. I remember seeing this story years ago.
Yeah,
absolutely years ago. I think before, this is why I'm bringing this, bringing it up. I think it was before Voyager actually came out.
Uh-huh.
He was doing this, but it is based on Star Trek: The Next Generation. He put all these wall panels in and designed it all on the Enterprise D.
Right.
I don't know why this story is saying it's Voyager. That's weird.
Maybe he just upgraded.
Yeah, maybe he did. Put some new gel packs in and shit like that. Got himself a Borg to live with him. But back when... Ooh, yeah.
7 of 9.
Oh, 7 of mine. I love you. Yeah, back when I first saw this story, it was on the news. And this guy was walking around his house saying, yeah, as you can see, look, we've got the wall panels here and it's all touch sensitive and it comes up in the Star Trek kind of design. And he'd actually spent a shitload on the house, but he was then trying to sell it.
Yeah.
And I always thought he'd sell it for a shitload to some other Trekkie. So he'd come out quids in. But obviously that hasn't worked out.
No.
Because he's £166,000 in debt and he's gone bankrupt. Just for making his house look like Star Trek. Oh dear.
God, I wouldn't... Can you imagine what the I don't know, what, the court attorney or something, or the... a signing officer must have looked at him in his face and just gone, you fucking prick.
Why didn't you stop when you ran out of money?
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
Look at Duff UK. Who's the pissed off guy who's talking right now? He's really funny. It could either be me or you. But
yeah,
seeing
really
as
narrow
I'm
it
one,
down, does it?
No. Alright, well, I'll say tits, and you say
selector.
And
I
he'll
say
work
tits, a, you say selector.
Yeah.
Oh, the stream's crapped out.
Ah, damn it. Damn it. Damn it all to hell. Let me just check this shit out.
Alright, man. Just having a look through the related news stories to see if there's a link to the older news stories covering this guy. Because this has been around for a long time. It's strange that they bring it up now. Obviously, they bring it up now because it's only just been declared bankrupt. But I don't know why they're saying Star Trek Voyager. I'm a big geek. Little tiny details like that get into my brain like
yeah.
ticks and irritate me. So, yes. Oh, well, screw it.
Damn, that sucks. It's not going like fucking live, and the only actual thing that we have that's running perfect is this arsing fucking server that just craps out when trying to connection refused. Yeah, no shit. Never mind.
So the stream server's gone tits.
Yeah, up. Yeah. I've got no control over that bitch. It's just yeah.
Fair enough. What can you do?
Anyway,
so have you seen this Sony all-in-one media PC that LucasAids?
Yeah. Go ahead. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, it's on reghardware.co.uk. Go on there. It's a story from today, the 8th of February, so you should be able to find it pretty easy if you want the link to see the picture yourself. It's worth a look. Tasty little thing. And it says here, Sony this week took the wraps off its latest all-in-one entertainment PC, the Veo VA1, follow-on to the consumer giant's V3, which I've never heard of. I thought V3 was a German missile. Was that was the V2?
V2,
it?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah.
So they've upgraded that.
They've upgraded old German weapons of war into computers. And now this is their new model. Now that would be a hack. Take an old German missile and install a computer in it.
Indeed.
Well, sadly, that's not what they've done.
Damn
but
it.
They have created a very sexy piece of kit, which is basically a 20-inch widescreen TV with a media center PC all built into the frame.
Right.
And it just looks gorgeous. That's the thing with Sony. They know how to design something that will really catch your eye and
install loads of DRM.
It probably is, yeah. Yeah, the sexy-looking TVs and DRM, that's something they know how to do. That and get their asses seen off for putting DRM on the CDs. However. It says it's a 2.8 gigahertz dual-core Intel Pentium D. Not quite top of the range, but it sounds pretty saucy to me. An ATI Mobility Radeon X700 graphics chip, sounds alright.
Right, just to let everybody know that I've just switched to our backup server and we're streaming up fine. The link for that is hackervoice.net and then the port number is 690 instead of 670. So that's our backup one. I didn't tell you about that one, did I?
No, 6990.
That's right.
Cool. I only know that because you just typed into IRC.
Yeah.
But, how are people going to know that?
They're not.
Yeah.
Unless the main one dies, and then we'll just switch over to that one.
Okay. It's for future reference.
Yeah, exactly.
Clever. I was just thinking, if you're telling people who are listening to the other server that the new server's up, they're currently listening to the other one and going, what the fuck?
Well, they wouldn't be able to because it's down, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you give out any details live of the new server,
yeah,
they wouldn't get it.
No.
But yeah. Future reference, cool.
Yeah.
So, this this Sony thing, one of the reasons I wanted to talk about it a little bit, it's not really fantastic news. Nice piece of kit by the look of it. Pretty saucy. But it's another step towards computers being an everyday object in the home.
Right.
Now, obviously, you've seen this with the first example, the home computer, which everyone now seems to want, even if they don't know how to use it. And then the media center PC. That's kind of more of a consumer-y gadget where...
Damn it, I just banned him. Fuck.
Dumbass.
Please don't advertise. Ah, oh, bollocks, he was fucking advertising... us.
What have you done?
Shit.
Yeah, he kicked him off.
Shit. Never mind.
We got one listener and you kick him off.
Yeah. Yeah, carry on.
Yeah, so then there's the Media Center PC, which is a piece of kit you have to buy, put it by your VHS recorder, and you don't really need to know that much about computers to be able to record to it and play DVDs and all kinds of funky shit. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a step further where it's actually built into the model of your TV.
Yeah.
So eventually, I think they're going to be shipping computers in TVs without you really... thinking about it without you having to go out and buy that feature. It would just be a standard feature.
Right.
Which means more PCs all over the world in homes of people who don't know what they're doing with them. Which also means it will probably be Microsoft. Therefore, more viruses and all that good shit.
Yeah, I was testing out this little script I had and I tried it with Napster, and he tried to advertise some stuff, and it didn't work. So I was like, "Oh fuck it, it doesn't work. I'll just forget about it." The bloody arsing thing just fucking bans him.
It only kicks people if they're advertising us.
Yeah.
Nice going.
I don't know if I can. Get him back on.
Haven't got the guy's email or anything. He's just going to have to come on
when he's
ready.
Yeah, sorry about that, Geezer, because actually you're listening to the show, so you might as well jump back on. If you can't, then leave me a message in the forums, which can be found at www.hackervoice.co.uk, and I'll try and unban you. But, yeah, it's a bit of a piss take, isn't it? Sorry, mate.
Sorry about that, man. Not really a great introduction.
No.
Hi, welcome. Yeah. Your band.
Ban.
Doll.
Yes. Yes.
Also, the VA1, Sony's VAO TV PC built-in gadget jobby, ships next month for about £1,500.
Yeah.
Looks very nice. I'm not buying one. No fucking way. Fuck Sony, but... they do make nice looking gear.
Sure. So. What else do we have that we may talk about of any interest? Spanish hacker jailed for 2 years. Spanish hacker who launched a denial of service attack that hobbled the net connections of an estimated 3 million users has been jailed for 2 years. And the fine up to $1.4 million.
Oh my Christ. You poor bastard.
Yeah. You, well, you know what, mate? You fucking idiot, that's what it is.
Yeah, kind of asking for it if you're fucking around denying service to, what is it, 3 million internet users? What did you expect? You know?
Yeah.
That's 3 million people who can't go check the bank accounts, can't go find porn, can't go do whatever they want to do on the internet. It could have been like serious business use. They're trying to get in touch with their clients, suppliers, whatever.
Think of the children, man. Think of the think damn of the children. Apparently, you launched an attack using a computer worm in retaliation for being... Oh, you fucking noob. For being banned. And this could be Duff UK. He could have just...
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. Think of the children. Banned from a popular Hispano IRC chat room for breaking its rules. Pardon me. As a resulting surge in malicious traffic disrupted an estimated 3 million users of WannaDo ONO. Lieda.net and other ISPs, or approximately a third of Spanish net users. Ouch! At a time of 2003. So that's why I couldn't ping that woman.
She never got back with that saucy video. Damn it!
Yeah.
Imagine that, a third of the country being taken out by one guy who got kicked, banned from an IRC chat room.
Yeah.
That's what kicked it off, and he gets all pissy about it.
That's just...
You fucking deserve the 1.4 million fight.
It just shows you what stupid fucking idiots can do to fuck everything up for everybody else. I mean, he broke the rules of the channel, you know. You got to respect that kind of stuff. Somehow, at least if that happens on purpose for the... I was going to say, which isn't the correct grammatical rendering of the sentence.
That's never stopped us before.
No. Let's say you got banned because you advertised us in a way to let us know that what was working and what wasn't, and the script banned you by mistake. Okay, fair enough. Maybe you get a bit pissed off. We're taking the example that's just happened right now, live on air.
Yeah.
However, if somebody jumped into the channel and started going blah 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 blah, wank.co.uk or something like that, and obviously then, you know, fair enough, you get banned. But you don't go off and
write a bloody virus about it.
Exactly.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Upset 3 million users.
Like no.
You fucking idiot.
Shit.
Oh dear.
Just like to send my deepest thanks and shout out to Stack Smasher for his email regarding our the issues that we were having the past 2 days with bandwidth and people leeching from our site and stuff like that, and it's much appreciated. But however, I'd probably have to decline the offer because it would just cause too many problems to switch stuff over and stuff like that, and at this moment in time we can actually cope with it. We've come up with a contingency plan, and things are looking pretty peachy.
Yeah. But we do definitely appreciate the offer, man. It means a lot to us. Thank
definitely,
you.
Definitely, yes. Looks like Microsoft will release a promotional page for Windows Vista, which invites users to guess when the Super Surreyware...
Is that what they're calling it now?
Yes. Wait, mate.
It's more catchy than Vista.
The Super Surreyware new operating... Is that a typo? What the fuck is that?
This is another story from The Inquirer, like the one we had about Firefox.
Yeah.
I've never been to this site before until we saw the Firefox story.
Yeah, I think they just fuck
Thunder
it.
Thunder Chicken. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's written by kids with attention deficit disorder. Yeah. They start writing a new story and then they just go, Chicken!
Tits!
It's like typing Tourette's.
New operating system will hit the shops. You enter your guess for the suitable date and the video download, which hints you if you are too early or too late. Vol says that if you get the right idea, then you will go into the draw to go to somewhere in the States and pick up your software and then be brutally murdered. Sorry, that's
one.
Which is better than queuing in rain in Blighty. Using Microsoft Super Surreal. What the fuck is that, mate? Web programming is possible to work at. What is it? Surreal.
I think it's Soar Away. It's two words.
Ah.
Try that. I've never heard of it, and I doubt its
existence. Yes.
Yeah.
It says it's probably going to be released the 1st of December or November the 30th. According to a web developer mate of mine. The videos are stored on a Volish server in the otherwise neutral country of Switzerland and are stored in one of two subdirectories. One of the subdirectories called Early and ends in November 30th, and the other one called is Late and starts on December 1st, which would logically mean that somewhere in those two dates the release falls. But I guess we'll just have to take his word for it.
Strange story and a very strange news site.
I think they're all smoking fucking crack, man.
Yeah. I reckon this is generated by 1,000 monkeys at a bunch of PCs just hammering
typing away. And then one of them eventually releases something that's eligible.
He types in Microsoft and the rest is bollocks.
Yeah.
Is there a November 31st? I can never remember.
Because
it says November
Monday, 30th. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, early. Thursday, no, there isn't a 31st. I don't know. Yeah. Tell us, write in, email in, radio@hackervoice.co.uk.
We're too lazy to check.
Too lazy to click on calendar.
Yeah, fuck it. Calendar's overrated. There's a story here which now this did catch my interest. Again, this is thanks to LucasAid. We should really put that on a jingle.
Yeah, LucasAid. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, it's over saying it each time. The guy's doing sterling work on this. That's why we always give him a shout out because he's busting his nuts on this, and we really do appreciate.
Quite literally.
Thanks, man.
All over the keyboard.
Oh, you have to lower the tone, don't you? That's my job, man.
Sorry.
It's basically about OS X exploit. It says, this is from the Register Co.UK, today's. At the recent ShmooCon hacking conference, which I've never heard of, one security researcher found out the hard way that such venues can be hostile. Duh! You put a bunch of hackers in a room, what do you expect? When an unknown hacker took control of the researcher's computer, disabled the firewall and started up a file server. While such compromises have been common in the Windows world, this time the computer was a Apple PowerBook, running the very latest version of Mac OS X. The victim, who is a security researcher and has to remain anonymous, had locked down the system prior to the conference and believes that a previously unknown exploit caused the compromise. However, in the following weeks, forensics performed on that system did not reveal any clues as to how the PowerBook had been compromised. The hacker got onto the AppleBook and emailed the security researcher's friends and bragged about it. So the guy here says it wasn't very subtle. But the reason I do bring this up is because of a conversation I had at work today. And it was someone saying, oh, I don't have to worry about viruses. I have a Macintosh.
And how many times did you punch him in the face?
Well, I said, well, hang on a minute. You know, that doesn't mean that you're secure. Oh, yes, it does. You know, there's only viruses and exploits and hackers for Windows.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just because Windows has the majority share of the market.
Well, it's across the board, you know.
Yeah, if you're going to write something that you want to have a big effect, you're going to target the most used operating system. If that's Windows, which it is, then you're going to write a virus that can exploit things in Windows. If Microsoft,
and it's also very easy to do.
Well, there's a lot of holes in it. Yeah. I mean, you see it all the time in the news. if the dominant operating system out there was Mac OS X, you would see this completely towards Apple.
Yeah.
Every day there'd be a virus for OS X, an exploit for this, hackers on your OS X system, this.
Changes
this,
your background colour to an unfashionable one.
Yeah. Puts I'm a wanker on your iPod.
Yes.
Yeah, it's only because Windows is the dominant operating system out there. That's why people target it. If everyone switched over to Linux, they would target viruses and exploits at Linux. They would target it at OS X if that was dominant. They would target it at the Amiga operating system if they were all hooked up to the net and still going and so on and so forth.
Or the Sinclair ZX81.
Oh, yeah.
With 16K of RAM.
Now you're making me hard. There is just this strange, strange assumption among a few people I've talked to that Mac systems and some of them, you don't see it so much with Linux because in order to install it, you have to know about computers anyway. So you don't see it so much with those guys. They're not that ignorant. But the Mac guys, they do tend to think that they're safe. You're not. Always be suspicious. Upgrade your system to protect against the latest exploits. Upgrade your virus protection. Don't think you're safe just because you're running an obscure operating system. It's not true. So there's a warning for you Mac users, both of you.
Don't you just hate the people that that are so computer illiterate that they think, you know, a virus will download on their computer, delete all their files, then print itself out, run around the house, burgle your house, shit on your cat, and rape your six-year-old daughter?
I think they're actually mentally ill people, not computer illiterate.
Yeah.
If you're that stupid, you belong in a home, quite frankly.
Trust me, I've come across a few people that would scale on that.
Oh dear. Tell them to turn it off and on again.
Yeah.
Cures all known viruses. Stop calling me.
Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Oh.
Talking about viruses and security flaws, guess what? A new Windows Meta file bug has emerged alongside a few flaws in Windows XP and a public exploit for HTML Help Workshop. Microsoft on yesterday, warned of two security issues that could put Windows users at risk of attack, and said that it's investigating a third possibility of vulnerability. One security problem is reminiscent of a recent high-profile security woes that affected Windows. It's related to how aging of web versions of Internet Explorer handle malformed Windows Meta files. Images on the Windows Millennium Edition bollocks and Windows 2000 operating system. Yay! The flaw existed only in IE 5.01 and Service Pack 4 on Windows 2000 and IE 5.5 with Service Pack 2 on Windows ME. I didn't even know they released Service Packs for ME. I guess that was called XP. Anyway, Microsoft said that security advisor users could be attacked by simply viewing a malicious blah blah blah. We all know about this bollocks.
WMS. Yeah.
An attacker who successfully exploits the vulnerability could take complete control of the affected systems. Through the WMF vulnerability, it may appear that similar to previous flaws to WMF that plagued Windows, the issues are different. Microsoft said last month the software maker rushed to bring out a fix for the WMF rendering flaw that was being exploited, installing spyware on computers of unwilling Windows users. To remedy this new WMF problem, Microsoft recommends users to upgrade to IE6 with Service Pack 1 and say it may issue a security patch. On a second security advisor, Microsoft warned of a problem with overlay permissive access controls to XP and Windows 2003. The problems exist only in versions that do not have the latest service packs installed, the company said. The access control issue could be exploited by a user with low privileges to run programs and commands that would normally require high privileges, which is either administrator or user. Microsoft said blah 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 that they are a bunch of wankers and want to make loads of money off poor people. The end.
And there you have it. Upgrade your shit.
Yeah.
Stop running Internet Explorer 5.01.
Yeah, and don't upgrade to Internet Explorer 7 because that's still in beta.
Oh.
Doesn't it feel good to be back, eh? See, last night we were thinking,
Fuck, yeah. That's what we were thinking.
Yeah. We were thinking, well, we won't be here today.
Yeah.
You know? You know?
Facing the Armageddon last night.
Yeah.
But, we're alright.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, we can't be beaten. We hacked our way through. Well, yeah, I guess they could just pull the plug on the server.
Nobody unplug it.
What else do we have? Legal victory for peer-to-peer in France. The Register reporting that French Kazaa user had been sued by SCPP, the French equivalent of the RIAA, has been acquitted by courts in his country. The judge decided that these acts of downloading and uploading qualified as private copying. that's cool. I like that. Did he just make a spelling mistake or something? The judge declared that these acts of downloading and uploading qualified as private copying. I like that. I like the way he's twisted that. You see what he's done there? Instead of private, instead of pirate, he's gone with private. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. As a Technica has more coverage on the subject, or you can read it in English from the organization that led to the defense, which can be found at some very long URL that I'm not going to read.
It's on the forums if you want it.
So, it's weird. How does it qualify as private copying? Doesn't make sense, does it? Because it's not really privately copying this. It's bringing it out on a peer-to-peer network. Unless there's more to this that we don't know, but I don't know.
Sounds odd.
You know what I love? I love this little story here. Sounds like something I would really enjoy. Wired is reporting that several companies are developing electronically controlled lenses to provide enhanced vision. From the article, thanks to technologies created for astronomical telescopes and spy satellites. Aberrometers can map a person's eye with extreme accuracy. Lasers bounce off the back of the eyeball and structures in the eye scatter the resulting beam of light. So I guess you can like see better and stuff.
What's that, like laser eye treatment?
Like, yeah, like you can, like, supervision or something like that. I don't know. I guess you can watch more porn. More bandwidth to die.
Hooray!
What else do we have? Not a lot. Bollocks to it all. Let's talk about tits.
Hooray!
And talking about tits, if you're interested in how, if you're interested in how Hacker Voice Radio is made and the magic of Hacker Voice Radio, go to our forums and go to the Hacker Voice Radio project section. There we will find a topic on behind the scenes of Hacker Voice Radio, and you'll be able to see the magic of how Hacker Voice Radio is actually made. These are authentic pictures. Taken of the Hacker Voice Radio Studio, featuring me and Planet Lave. and the famous Hacker Voice Radio microphone with the patented Hacker Voice Radio mic stand. And yes, those are the chairs we sit on. And just describing basically the day-to-day goings on, you know, the stuff we kind of get up to. We have a sofa as well there in case, you know, we get a bit tired.
That's disgusting. I'd just like to say for the record, it's not us.
Well, I think people would... they would kind of slightly, maybe guess
you
that.
You never know. I don't know. People might think we're a couple of lesbians.
Is that such a bad thing? Is that such a bad thing?
Yes. I don't know.
I mean, if they thought we were lesbians, then they've obviously got a weird imagination, but I don't think thinking about somebody being a lesbian is such a bad thing. Maybe I'm just drunk and I don't actually fully understand what I'm talking about, but...
No, I just don't want them to think that we cop off with each other. That's the thing.
Oh, shit! What's the pictures of?
Did you actually look at these?
Yeah, of course I did.
I bet you did for a couple of hours.
Yeah. Over and over, scrolling up and down. Just to get some randomization into it.
Oh, yeah. Put your clothes back on. Take them off. Put them back on. Take them off. Very odd.
Yeah. I like that microphone. It's quite nice.
That's the sign of a true geek.
There's some serious fucking gear in that picture, mate.
I know, man.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, you gotta love it, man. Look at all that shit. Look, there's, what's that? Dat tapes. Something else. What was that? A 32-channel mixer?
It's probably more. It's a massive mixing disc.
Yeah. With, like, a little control thingy-majig panel. Two monitors.
That acoustic foam must have cost a bit. Not even looking at the women in the pictures, no. Just all the stuff that's around them.
Why is she holding the microphone? There's no need to hold the microphone.
I don't know.
And she's turning the wrong channels up, look.
Yeah, stupid.
Doesn't even know what the fuck she's doing.
The monitors aren't on. What are you doing, love?
The mixing panel isn't even on. What's going on? Fuck. I mean, if you're actually gonna do this, you might as well do it properly, alright? God.
See, they're doing this for people who like to look at lesbians and not us who like to look at the equipment. Yeah. Okay. Oh, is that a PX41/D style mixer? I think it is.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could get those anymore.
Oh, that's the version 7 with the extra coupling cables and XLR
that's my
attachments.
Favorite. Oh, yes. Now you're talking. There's something here, actually, that I meant to talk about a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
So it's the old news section. Stuff I couldn't be asked to get around to earlier. It's from last Friday, basically. And that's that a virus flawed the Russian stock exchange.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucked it up. And it says here, this is again from the Register, so shouts out to those guys. A computer virus succeeded in bringing down the main Russian stock exchange on Thursday.
Boom.
That's last Thursday. The Russian trading system, RTS, was forced to suspend operation in its three markets between 1:15 in the afternoon and 2:20 after unnamed malware infected systems. Viral infection resulted in a huge upsurge of outgoing traffic interrupting normal operating systems. This quote here from Dmitry Shatsky.
Okay. He Shatsky himself when he found that out, didn't he?
Fucking bet he did. the virus got into a computer connected to a test trading system from the internet. RTS Vice President Dmitry Shatsky said in the statement issued Friday. And Reuters reports the infected computer started generating huge volumes of parasitic traffic, which overloaded the RTS's support routers. The result was that normal traffic, data going in and out of the trading system, was not even processed.
Ooh, fuck.
This is when people were kind of getting ready for that virus that was going on last week, the My Wife thing. Mm-hmm. This wasn't that virus, this was a different one. So it's kind of a bit of misdirection, you know. There's a big virus coming, there's a big virus coming, there's a big virus coming. Oh crap, we better concentrate on that. Oh, here's a little one that no one knew about.
Yeah.
Directly into the Russian Stock Exchange, boom, really fudged them up. I mean, a stock exchange that had to close down for over an hour, that's not good.
No.
There isn't actually any links to what the effect was, but that must have had an effect on a lot of companies' share prices and all kinds of things. So it's very scary kind of things. Hopefully they've learned from it and won't go linking in their test systems into the main systems and all that kind of craziness.
I'm just trying to find a witty in Soviet Russia, the something you. No,
the
I can't.
Virus owns you.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
The stock exchange fucks you. Yeah. That's true everywhere.
Yeah.
So, poor Russians. Hope you're alright, guys.
Ruski, Ruski.
Yeah, send us some vodka if you're okay.
Yeah.
So we know. Bribes. So yeah, I meant to report on that last week, but
yeah.
That's a story from Friday, uh-huh. So obviously we're at the London 2600 meet.
Sure.
Didn't do a show that day, so.
I was wondering, when's the mid-month? It's going to be soon, isn't it? In a few weeks.
I'd say it'd be around the middle of the month.
Ah, yes. Logically speaking, of course.
Yes, logic dictates, Captain, the middle of the month. So I think Valentine's Day is on a Tuesday. Why the hell a single man knows that, I do not know. So it'll probably be the end of that week, which would be the, what?
I think you lie, sir. You're not 15, single.
16, 17, I think. Now I'm seeing those two girls in the pictures.
Yeah.
They are actual pictures of my house.
Yes.
Where?
They're your two bitches.
They're my bitches! Pose for the camera, bitches!
I think it's time to open up another 1664.
Have you invented time travel?
Yes.
You're opening up the year 1664.
Let's hear what the year 1664 sounds like.
Sounds like a good year.
Yes. Crap for music, but good for beer.
Good for getting pissed.
And yes, we are celebrating the success
celebrating
of Tiger Voice
survival.
Radio. Yes.
Not so much the success, just well,
the fact that we're still here.
Exactly.
Of thing. Yeah.
Oh, mama. Close one.
It was, wasn't it, mate?
Yeah.
Too close for fucking comfort.
We got some news today about exactly what's going on. It's not exactly great news, but we're expecting worse news. The news we got, we can put up with.
Yeah.
We can keep going. But the news we were expecting would have been, oh shit, poo your pants, run away kind of news. But thankfully, that wasn't the case. Dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
Got one in the arm. He just got clipped. Trying to sound all gangster now. Yo, dog.
Word.
Respect. In it.
Something.
Yo.
Got a news story for you, I guess. Internet father calls for neutrality laws. The man often called the father of the internet, which was my avatar for quite a while, within
surf. Yo.
Yeah, is of the internet, has said that the future of the internet is at risk. Vint Surf, co-designer of TCP/IP, asked for U.S. Congress to pass a law prohibiting broadband providers from discriminating against competing web applications and computer devices. Congress needs to keep the large broadband carriers from favoring their own services and slowing down access to competitors, and from changing some websites for faster speeds, said Surf. Vice President and Chief Internet Evangelist at Google, but representatives of large telecom carriers and the cable television industry promised that they would not block or slow access to websites and applications. Our commitment to our customers, our commitment to you is this: we will not block, impair, or degrade content, applications, or service, said Walter McCormick, President and Chief Executive of United States Telecom Association, UTAS, representing large telecom carriers. That is the plainest, most direct way I know of addressing the concerns that have been raised. Echoing customer group concerns that the newly deregulated telecom carriers will try to give their own services better speeds over broadband networks, Surf asked the Senate commence Science and Transportation Committee to adopt a net neutrality law requiring broadband providers to allow customers to go to any legal website, attach any legal device, and run any legal application on their network. If large broadband providers are allowed to change websites and web-based applications vendors for extra customer access, small innovative companies will get frozen out, he said. It's a pretty good point there, I have to say. I didn't actually know that they had the option of not doing this. I was more aware of them having to do this freely and openly. Now, we can take an example for this, which is something quite relative to what might happen is, let's say you change service provider to a faster service provider. You're forced to buy a phone line with them, however you intend never to use it, whereby you wish to use, I don't know, Vonage or whatever as your voice over IP provider. They could choose to block this traffic, whereby forcing you having to use their standard landline. That's one of the concerns that have been raised in this article, which is pretty valid, I'd say.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Scary.
Yeah.
Like you said, mate, I didn't know they would even contemplate such thing.
Yeah, I didn't think they would they?
Yeah.
I guess we just gave them too much credit, eh?
Yeah, too right. That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Weird stuff.
Let's talk about crabs today.
I haven't got any for the last time.
No, I'm sure you will soon. Exotic crabs in waterway invasion. Looks like crabs are taking over and killing British native species on the verge of taking over the country's major waterways. Environmental experts warn. Mitten crabs were first brought into Europe in ships' ballast water. The UK spread has been mostly marked northwards to the River Tyne and on the west coast towards to the Tyne. I think that's what it's spelled. A study by researchers at Newcastle University compared their invasion to that of grey squirrels. So what they're saying is, They're invading the UK and killing off our crabs. The mitten crabs are supposedly the size of a dinner plate. So my little pointer here is, if they're the size of a dinner plate, why not put these fuckers on a dinner plate? You know?
Yeah.
If they fit perfectly on a dinner plate, why not just kill them? Put them on a dinner plate, and they won't be invading us anymore. They'll be nice and snug in my tummy wummy, and they're supposedly quite delicious. They're actually a delicacy or something like that. So I've got a simple solution here for you guys. Stick him on the plate.
Hit him with a shovel, stick him on a plate. It's simple.
Yeah.
Typical, though. Bloody foreign crabs coming over here.
Fucking, yeah.
Taking our crabs'
taking
jobs.
Our jobs, yeah.
Honest, hard-working British crabs are out of jobs.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. We can't stand for this.
No. Gonna have to outsource our job market, or crab market, shall I say. It's just those grey squirrels fucking took over, didn't they? I guess, you know, grey squirrels weren't as tasty as this mitten crab, wherever it is.
What was the original one? Because I never really got the story on that, but...
What, the original crab? I don't know,
no,
I guess...
the original squirrels.
Oh, they were red.
Was it the red, yeah?
Yeah, red squirrels,
and then
yeah.
The greys came over, imported in...
Just fucking like wiped them out, yeah.
Yeah. Mad. I've never seen a red squirrel.
I have.
Yeah? Any good?
They're red.
Points out of 10. Tail. 5. Ability to bury nuts. 7.
Defensive tactics against grey squirrels. 1. Navigational methods. 6. West Derbyshire. 7. Northampton, 10. We should have a... don't you just hate those fucking scores that they have on TV about football? Like, West Derbyshire, 6. Northampton, 0. West Midsborough, 0. Kent, 1.
It's kind of a British institution, though, isn't it?
Yeah. The Queen's Park scores. Rangers, minus 10.
They suck that much.
Yeah.
It's very much a British institution, yeah, that the football scores are read out in such a non-biased
boring
way.
Boring fashion, yeah.
Well,
why doesn't he go,
kind of
Manchester, 5. Yeah, fucking Manchester! You know, I don't know.
That's because the BBC can't show any bias.
Yeah, true.
Otherwise, you know, if he goes, Manchester United lost today, then all the people...
It would make it so much more fun.
A lot of the people in Manchester would go, hey, mate, fuck you. I'm not paying me fucking licence fee for this. I think that was actually Liverpool kind of accent. It was a crap accent.
Cam Doon!
What's that? Liverpool tourist in Scotland?
I don't know.
Cam Doon, man.
How to eat? And all that kind of, you know, jogging pants stuff.
Hmm. Yeah, shelters. it has to be done in a very impartial way, so it is a Queen of Argyle, 2, Motherwell, 1. And the guy said, that's so disinterested.
Yeah, he just wanted to kill himself.
I hate football. I can't believe I got the job reading out the football scores. I don't know what it means. I don't care. These guys got 2. The other guys got 3. I don't even know what that is. What's going on? But it's a good thing, I think. And like I say, it's very British.
Yeah, it's very British.
Yeah. Watch what?
Stiff upper lip and all that.
Yes. Tally-ho. God save Queen and the Empire and...
See, that's the difference between us Brits and, like, the US. Over there, when they fucking do their scores, they're like, yeah, New York, fucking... Wah! We got, I don't know, 7 points or whatever they have their sports. You know?
Yeah,
it's very non-important.
Very interesting, yeah. Very enthusiastic about it. It's almost as if everyone's asleep and they're trying to wake them up. It's like, and today the New York Whatsits got 17 points over the South Argyle someone else's, who only got 4. And they keep changing the pitch and the tone of what they're saying. It's like,
because everybody is asleep. They're all drugged up on those femarones, man.
Femarones?
I don't know. Those fucking drugs they take, man.
Whatever they take over there. I don't know.
Prozac. With a bit of whiskey. Won't that kill you? I don't know. I've never tried.
Probably,
it.
Yeah. We don't recommend trying it.
No. If you have, email us to radio@hackandvoice.co.uk.
Right, if you've died of an overdose.
Yes.
I am a ghost. Woo. I listen to your show, it's shit. Woo. I'm haunting your stream server. Take that, bitches.
I'm sending malformed packets to you. From the grave, I'm hacksawing your ports. I am the ghost of hackers past.
Take that, noo. I don't know where we're going with that, but... I never do.
No. Oh, well, can you, like, in heaven, is there really a big fat pipe? I don't know.
Sorry, like, dude, there's no heaven.
Because, yeah, there isn't, is there? But if there was, let's say, let's play on a game that there is. Like, yeah. Everybody gets what they really love. And for us, it'll be vintage computers and very fast internet connections. And, like, the best tech man could ever imagine.
If everybody gets what they want in heaven, I really feel sorry for Angelina Jolie's asshole.
Yeah.
I'll be putting that to some good use. It's me and everyone else queued up. Yeah. This is what I really want.
Angelina, if you're listening, he's only kidding.
We love you, baby.
Yeah.
Leave Brad. He's no good. He's not that good looking. Not that rich.
He's a twat. He couldn't show you some leak hacks like I could.
Yeah. Impress her with your geekness. That'll work.
Yeah. Should do. No.
Look at this. It's a ZX81 that I built with my own hands. Wow, I'm so wet.
Look, I can, like, cook it up to the TV and stuff, and if you squint hard enough, you can actually see me typing fucking basic code into this. And if you wait 2 hours, this game will load, promise.
Are you hot now, baby?
Oh, you turned me on. Oh, loading screen. Oh, tape loading error. Oh, go to 10.
What kind of sound is that? Did she shit herself with excitement?
Yeah, just like everywhere. Just couldn't control it.
You've got some weird fantasies, man.
I don't know. It's Angelina Jolie. What do you expect?
If there is a heaven, I hope I've not got the room next door to you.
It's going to be a diarrhea party.
Oh, God. Brown showers.
Bring hats.
Oh, and a mop. I think we've lowered the tone enough for one episode. Shall we close it off?
Are you serious?
I have another half hour of ground shower jokes. Oh, God.
Yeah, I guess
so. Strong stomach there, kids. You can type brown showers into Google Image Search and see what you come up with. But I wouldn't recommend it, to be honest.
Ah, you've just tempted me so hard there.
There's some kinky people out
Google.com. Brown showers.
Actually, I only know that that's what it's called. I don't know.
Brownshowers.com. Free scat.
Oh.
Scatty, yeah. Scat, scat. Actually, it's not too impressive, you know, Google Image. Oh, my moderation safe search is on. That'll be why.
Oh, turn that off.
Yeah. How the fuck did that happen? Oh, I know why. Because I killed all my cookies last night. Yeah. Ooh, now we're getting somewhere.
Oh. Sounds bad.
It's all crusty.
This is the kind of crap that... hey, no pun intended. but this is the kind of crap that Scobie normally posts into IRC.
Yeah.
And guys, I found a new story. Check this out.
It's a granny eating shit. Nice
I'm not
news story.
Join you on that. You go nuts.
Well,
put your boots, mate.
Well, I'm all right on that side of it, you know. I've got my certain preferences, which shall not be mentioned.
Being pooed on isn't one of them.
Being pooed on is not one of them, mate. Certainly is not.
How depraved do you have to be to get into that
stuff? I mean, seriously, what? Where is the fucking turn on in that? Are the fucking Japanese mental? I mean, I can understand. Shit eaters, what the fuck is wrong with them? Dude, why the fuck would you eat this brown, sloppy piece of smelly crab? Oh, for fuck's sake, man.
It's making me ill just hearing you describe it. I don't even know what you're seeing.
And for some reason, I'm not looking at anything, I'm just reciting things. For some reason, they actually enjoy it. How mentally deprived are you? You know, if you like this sort of thing, don't email us.
Don't email into radio@hackervoice.co.uk.
I can completely understand water sports and stuff like that, you know. That's something, you know, it's a little fetish that, from time to time, I may enjoy.
Anything you want to tell us?
Well, it's quite... It's quite an enjoyable little taboo thing, I guess. But going as far as... I mean, alright if you accidentally shit yourself mid-sex, like... You have to fart one out.
So excited you shit yourself.
Yeah, that's understandable.
You know? It happens to the best of us. Yeah.
Yeah. Squatting on somebody's head and like squeezing one out is not something that the average human being would ever consider doing.
Also, how do you discover that you're into that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, do you like, ooh, oh, I like this rubbing against my thighs.
It's not like someone can shit on you by accident and you'll get really turned on and go, but that wasn't half bad, actually. Yeah.
It's not, yeah, I mean, like, how fucked up do you have to be as a kid to, like, you know, you're like, one day you see a dog shitting, you're like, ooh, I wouldn't mind that smeared all over my fucking face.
Bestiality and scat.
I just don't fucking see that, like, as a pleasurable thing at all. You know?
I know, man. You're preaching to the choir on this one.
Yeah. Unless there is somebody out there that enjoys smearing scat all over their face. I don't know.
No, there's got to be a few people if there's websites up for it and stuff like that. You
people
know.
Paying good money for this shit.
For this shit.
Pardon the pun.
Oh, dear.
I don't know.
Weirdos.
We've really digressed, man. We've really, like...
Yeah, weren't we on about technology and news and stuff like that?
I tell you what, I'll be a happy man once I get my ZX81 built.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, got any ideas as to, some sort of tape drive system? Because it doesn't say anywhere on the website about how to link that thing up to a tape drive.
Do they not supply one?
No, I don't think so. Well, they supply the standard phono inputs and outputs, whatever it is that it takes. And I guess what it does is you just play the tape as an audio tape from like a deck. And then it listens to the sound and just converts them into digital.
That's probably it. You just got to find a ghetto blaster, a Walkman, or a tape deck with left and right... phono output.
Yeah. It's going to be a mission to find nowadays.
Yeah, you should be alright. Any old tape deck will have that.
Like, fucking... You'll probably buy one for, like, under 20 quid or something nowadays.
Yeah.
Wonder how much tapes are now. Fucking... They used to be well expensive.
Oh, they're pretty cheap.
Yeah.
They're just harder to find.
Nowadays, it's no like... Fucking, you know, pound a piece or something.
Yeah, I think you pay, between 70p and a quid for like a C90 tape, 45 minutes on each side.
I wonder
what
if they're
paying anyway.
Do they still make them?
Yeah, they just are harder to find. They're tucked away in a little corner in HMV.
Yeah.
Geek shops like Maplin's, they'll have a decent stock. Yeah, you just don't really see them on the high street. It's all mini discs and blank CDs. You know, those guys move with the times.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, if you go to the more specialist,
any kind
places,
of local market or something like that, you'll find there.
Yeah, you should pick it up there. You know, but if you go to like a music shop like HMV, and I assume Virgin as well. I'm not trying to pick sides.
Yeah.
Or a electronic shop, Mathins, then yeah, you should be fine. Because we have to do a bit of tape work at work, and that's where we get ours from.
Cool.
They're not very expensive, they're just hard to find.
Yeah. Well, just to let everyone know again, cool website of the week is buzz.research.yahoo.com. That's like a virtual online stock market. Go ahead and check it out. Sign up to the game. It's very cool. And I think we can round things off right about now because we're 10 minutes overdue. And while you're saying goodbye, I'm going to have to find a some sort of music to finish up on.
Does that mean you can do it really quick? Because I can say goodbye like this. Goodbye!
Damn.
That's quick.
All right, well, I can't think of a thing to play for outro.
Play Queen again.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can never have enough Queen.
What do you want to hear?
Oh, the same track. Don't Stop Me Now.
Don't Stop Me Now. All right.
Let's make that the theme of this episode.
Excellent. And so it's a good night from me. If you have any pertinent news stories, please send them to radio@hackervoice.co.uk. As always, you can find us on www.hackervoice.co.uk. And thank you for listening to another episode of Hacker Voice.
Ta-ta Radio. From Planet Lave, and don't send us any scat. Thank you.
Stop me.
Good time.
Thank you for listening. Hangover's Radio.